And this time on Culture File, the decline of the High Street Bank. It's been something of a boon for activist art. We heard previously on Culture File about Bank Job, a critical art project based inside an abandoned High Street Bank in Walthamstow in North London. Currently in Cork, an arts group has set up in a disused bank, all the better to critique the economic flows that have produced a plague of empty banks and a world of rolling dispossession. The project, Spare Room, subtitled Art, Architecture, Activism, has come to rest in the former permanent TSB building on Cork's North Main Street, reconfiguring things to showcase the work of artists and architects whose practice engages with design, architecture, activism and space. Culture File's Rachel Andrews took some shelter there and met some of those behind the project.
So now we're in the centre of the old permanent TSB bank, which is now the middle space of the exhibition. We had five main spaces. The idea with middle space was it would be the social space of the project, that it would be the space that would tie everything together. This encompasses a lot of things. What you're looking at now in front of you is reconfigurable furniture designed by Aideen O'Donovan. So if you see the flooring turns into the seats, turns into the tables, it's like basically a giant jigsaw.
My name is Eve Olney and I'm co-producer of the exhibition Spare Room that we're in at the moment. And Spare Room is the second iteration of the collaborative scheme called Art, Architecture, Activism. The idea behind Art, Architecture, Activism is basically to use collective practices and skill sharing and a sort of acceptance of all types of knowledge or knowing or experiences in life to create a very approachable, I suppose, aesthetic or representation or platform for social projects around housing and I suppose, precarious living.
The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about
the idea of Art, Architecture, Activism then became that it would visit different cities. For each iteration, it would inhabit, not occupy. Again, it's the language within it is really important. So it would inhabit an empty prominent building in a city centre and then engage with already existing social projects. But I suppose the main objective, which I think is incredibly important to emphasise, is that we work with long-term sustainable projects. So it's not kind of going into a city, engaging with people and then leaving.
One-way ticket to the promised land.
So, yeah, now we're in the space of the Living Commons, and as you can see, it's quite an empty space, and you know, that's deliberate in that the idea is because we have a full programme of workshops that the space sort of builds up with each workshop. We leave whatever's produced here, because all the workshops are around commoning practices, again, community building. This, what you see at the moment, are the remnants of a great workshop we had, How to Build a Playground.
I'm looking at a photograph of the former permanent TSB, but it has the words, the Living Commons, on the sign.
And then as you can see, it's been photoshopped. So the idea of this poster came from, you know, the kind of posters that you see outside construction sites that developers put up. And they're, you know, I mean, they're propaganda as to showing us the ideal life. And it's usually lovely boardwalks and people having lattes and, you know, fair enough, with lovely blue skies. So the idea was to really kind of mimic that and make it look like, and also, though, on a serious note, that, you know, to emphasize the point that the commons can be set up anywhere, you know, rural, urban or whatever. And to prove that, because the idea of the commons is as well, we're not doing anything original, right? It will be the first commons in Ireland, but at the same time, everything we're incorporating into the, or unfolding into the commons already exists in Ireland in pockets.
If we just define commoning for people,
it's where the individual is allowed to have autonomy, privacy, but is also working in or in keeping, that is in keeping or achieved with the autonomy of the community. So it's about self-governance, it's about self-organisation. It's about people really having a voice and a role in how their lives are structured.
My name is Kate O'Shea. My background is a mix of, I guess, producing social spaces, printmaking and publishing. So I'm an architecture dropout. So when I dropped out of architecture college, when I was 19, I set up a cafe and social space in Kerry. I ran this for 7 years with a friend. So that's kind of, I guess, that's the core of where everything comes from. That would be where, I guess, the seeds for the People's Kitchen started. The idea of building towards having a permanent social space again, and how you need physical spaces for people to make and imagine different ways of living. The People's Kitchen started with, the idea was giving food out at cost price and collective food making. So we'd get quite big groups of people together to make food together and then do a community event with performance and music.
So we have the doors open and a sign outside to come in and have something to eat. So the idea is also that you can come in, and if you've no money, you just get this amazing, really healthy meal. And if you do have money, you put something in the pot, sort of thing.
I think for us the big thing was definitely not wanting it to stay within the arts community, and you know, these are ideas for everybody, and how do you reach everybody? And we've just found by having open doors in a city centre building, everybody that passes comes in.
Every project here will be continued and recited in a new space that we're kind of negotiating at the moment with people on, so as a permanent sort of commoning space. We want to create a space where these organisations can come together and collaborate, hopefully, and then build kind of a bigger movement. So again, the whole thing is about kind of gaining, you know, finding that kind of, of course there's conflict and difference and politics, but we're trying to kind of put that aside and kind of work together for a common goal. And that would be kind of choosing people-led values over economic.
Rachel Andrews at the Spare Room in Cork, and the event continues until this Friday, 4th of October. spareroomproject.ie for more info.